Wallowick and Lobel came back and we started sweeping the stream. There was a saddle, a low section in the ridge 100 meters downstream that was about as scary as anything I had seen. If Wallowick and Lobel had missed the Kong on the ridge, the saddle would be the perfect spot for an ambush. I wondered how many prayers I had left. I wondered if Buddha was answering prayers on the other side. We didn't see anything for the first kilometer out. "Let's get back," Johnson said. "It's going to start raining."
"We got another kilometer to go," Brunner said.
Lobel was the first. He turned and looked at Johnson. What was Johnson going to do? Nobody had said anything about Johnson, but we all knew he was taking over the squad. The hell with Brunner's stripes, Johnson was taking over. Johnson shrugged, shouldered the 60, and kept on. Brunner was visibly relieved. Monica was on point. I was rear man. We went out a quarter of a mile more until we could just about see Route 586, when Monica halted us and pointed toward the ridgeline. I looked up, checked my safety to make sure it was off, and waited.
"I don't see nothing," Brunner called out.
Monica leaned forward and pointed again. Brunner had glasses and he checked out the ridgeline. I saw that Monica was edging back toward us. He was motioning to one side of the stream and we started moving toward it. He had seen something, but it wasn't necessarily on the ridge. We backed toward what we hoped was enough cover for a firefight.
"I don't see anything up there," Brunner shouted.
He looked nervous. Monica spun back toward the direction he had been going in and opened up, shooting into the water. We froze as we saw the rounds kicking up the water. There was nothing there. I thought Monica was wrong. Then there was a splash and a figure. It looked, in the dim light of evening, as if he were standing in the water, masturbating. Then I saw that it was a Kong trying to get his wet weapon to work. Johnson opened up and blew him away.
"Reeds!" Monica shouted. "They're in the water!"
We got to the sides of the stream and opened up on the reeds. Suddenly, the reeds became people trying to get out of the water, returning our fire. There was fire from the sides of the stream as well. We moved back 50 meters and set up. Wallowick had the grenade launcher and was sending them into the bushes at the side of the stream.
"Watch the ridge! Watch the ridge!"
Lobel called out. We were all watching it already. It could have been a trap. We fired and fired until there was no return. I wanted to move out. So did the rest of the guys. But Brunner gave the order to move forward.